Welcome to the first episode of the Wild Podcast. Inspire people, support others' growth, create a meaningful life. If this mission resonates with your own values, this podcast is for you. My name is Tina Hebert, and I create Wild because I love people and am deeply curious about why they do what they do. Especially if, to me, they seem to have weird hobbies, quirky personalities, out-of-the-box thinking. I love exploring what gets them excited and drives their actions. I've had the chance to meet gorgeous individuals all over the planet whose experiences, backgrounds, dreams, worldviews, and personalities intrigue me, and I know that sharing their stories will be of value for you. So, in many episodes of this podcast, you'll get to be part of a conversation with some of these amazing human beings. In other episodes, I'll speak to you solo on all sorts of topics related to developing as an individual or group of people. So are you ready to jump right in? Awesome! This episode is about why you should speak out loud about your dreams and intentions. Ever experienced that? You come up with a great business idea, an exciting life goal, something cool you want to do, but you dare not speak about it to friends or family? Out of embarrassment or fear that they might say, yeah, right, as if you're really going to nail this, follow through on this, or even actually start this. So you tell yourself you're not ready yet, and until you are, you better shut up. This is what many people do. The problem is, often the moment in time when they finally feel ready never arrives. Feeling ready to follow our dreams is not something the universe puts in our laps one day out of the blue. In fact, we might never completely arrive there, ever. Yet, it is a quality that grows with us along the journey. We try something and fail. And then we get back up again, try again, and probably fail once more. And then we want to quit, right? And whine a bit, and whine a bit more. But then we get our act together, try again, and see traces of success eventually. When we prove to ourselves that we have somehow managed to do something that challenged us at first, we gain trust in ourselves gradually. We learn that at least we are ready to take a good challenge. Yes, being laughed at for our audacious goals does not feel pleasant. And it takes a lot of courage to go out there and unveil something we ourselves are still unsure about. But here is why it is worth the emotional exposure. Goodie number one. More minds can accomplish more work. If you think alone, you are alone on this journey. But if you give others a chance to picture your dream, you will open up the door to hear about their experiences, their knowledge, their ideas, their recommendations, and their friend of a cousin who successfully managed the same kind of challenge once. And by the way, would you like a phone number? If you share your thoughts and plans, many people will naturally, even unintentionally, conspire with you and help you along the way. Mention what you are trying to do as often as you can, even if it's during a conversation with a stranger at the bus stop. You never know which direction the conversation will take. You might end up with a recommendation for a book that turns out to deliver just the answer you were looking for. Goodie number two. In fact, talking about your plans to people you do not know very well is a sneaky maneuver to trick your fear of judgment. You would probably not take to heart their opinions as much as you do if it was your mom's. Strangers and superficial acquaintances are great providers of unbiased feedback in different angles from which you might want to view the issue at hand for a change. Friends and family tend to share and affirm your perspective. This can be awesome as encouragement, but also horribly misleading if your and their view is limited. They might, in fact, share your own limiting beliefs and reinforce your fears. The stranger at the cafe you met during last weekend's backcountry trip does not have a mental model of who you are and what you are capable of. If you tell him you are a master chess player, why would he doubt that? He might want to learn from you, and all of a sudden, you could find out you were very talented indeed. I came to understand the wonderful potential of not being known firsthand a couple of years back during a 6 months trip. I met new people on a daily basis, spent a couple of hours, days, sometimes a few weeks with them, before we parted ways. I realized that if I did simply not tell them who I thought I was as a person, that is, clumsy, not so athletic, not interested in theater at all, etc., the self-fulfilling prophecy actually reversed itself. If I told them I was an adventurous person, which I did not actually think I was back then, those strangers treated me as if that was true. I, in turn, responded with behavior that was untypical of me. And all of a sudden, I found myself deserving the proverbial adventure badge on my chest. Sometimes you need to get rid of the supposed facts about your personality and capabilities. This is hard to do in an environment that sports witnesses of your old story in every corner. Neighbors, childhood friends, the trophies on your shelf, your degree certificates. All of these people and things have a strong gravitational force that keeps pulling you back into the world you know. But if you strip away the context in which your identity was formed by trying something new, entering other social circles, starting a new job, or traveling, you can enter the next orbits and learn new things about yourself. Goodie number 3. Opening up to strangers is wonderful, but I recommend that you also confide with people about whose judgment you care a lot. You will want them to think of you as someone who walks their talk. Witnesses will hold you accountable. You will hold yourself accountable. If instead you don't tell anyone, your secret dream might end in its secret death. And do not treat other people different from the way you treat yourself. How can they fully believe in your ability to, for example, finish the project if you do not believe in yourself or have even started out on the road of trial, fail, trial, success? Give your dad, sister, best friend, partner a chance to grow their confidence in you with you. As you start to put one foot in front of the other and see yourself actually getting somewhere, they will see too. And the best thing is, your progress will have a ripple effect. When you grow out of your shell, you demonstrate what options are available. Other people around you, people you care about, will be inspired to question their limits as well and make progress their way. Why am I sharing this topic with you today? Well, first of all, I have experienced the power of expressing intentions out loud many times in my life. Especially when traveling the world on my own and not knowing how to solve a problem that backpackers sometimes face. Many times little miracles happened and my asking for help was rewarded by just the piece of information or act of kindness that I needed. Second of all, let's have a look at what I am doing here. I am starting my own podcast. This is scary! I am exposing myself and have little control over who is listening to this and what they are thinking. Who the hell am I to think I could have something of value to offer to an audience when there are so many great podcasters out there already? Well, I do not know where this journey is headed, but I feel a strong connection to the why of this podcast, hence the name. And I know that putting it out there will result in progress that could not happen if I kept this a secret dying fantasy. The people I will introduce to you throughout the episodes of this podcast are no heroes, not more gifted than you are. Their stories are not necessarily about material successes or fame. Their stories are worth being told because they are stories of authentic human beings, like you and I, making authentic choices in life. Listening to some of them will make you feel connected, expand your worldview, see other options in life, trigger resistance in you and think, "That's so not for me." Inspire you to take action, feel affirmed, or simply enjoy entertainment. I'm creating this podcast to give space to and celebrate beautiful people, as well as give space to topics I think should be thought and talked about. I don't know about you, but I am excited to introduce my first guest to you in the next episode. So stay tuned and make sure you follow this podcast and you won't miss any episode. Until then, live wild and speak out loud. Talk to you next time.